Well, he's kind of a combo guard. He plays some point. They'll play him off the ball a little bit. But the first thing that stands out to you about A.J. Green is his jump shot. He has limitless range. I think he's hit a three-pointer from about every level in the Missouri Valley Conference. he can knock them down from 3 feet, and he makes it look routine. And he just has this ability to create off the dribble. He's one of those guys similar to Javon Freeman Liberty, who he can create his own shot. When you and I need to find somebody that can score, he can put the ball in his hands. He'll go through the series of dribbles, pull up, and more often than not, he can knock it down. I think where he's really improved his game this season is being able to take the ball off the dribble. Last year, he averaged 15 a game as a true freshman, and he was primarily knocking down three-pointers and mid-range jumpers. And I talked to him about, you know, what he did this offseason. You can see his body's transformed. He's gotten stronger, more physical, and he really worked on being able to take the ball to the hoop. So he's getting some opportunities to create off the dribble, taking it to the basket, and then he's getting to the free throw line more. You mentioned he hasn't missed a free throw in Valley play, and then in the final non-conference game, he was 12-14 from the line against Marshall. That was a game he didn't make a three-pointer, the only game he didn't make a three-pointer all year, and he still scored 24 points in that game. So really, he's one of those players that he's an elite shooter first, and then he's really developed more the ability to score at all three levels here this season, and really, he's been on quite the tear lately.